Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you joined me today. And I want to minister a message to you, which I've entitled, Going Through the Unlocked Door. And in some respects, we're going to continue on in the theme that I've been sharing on the treasures found in the book of Ephesians. But before we do that, in fact, before we actually go to the Word, I'd like to take a moment just to pray for those who need God's touch, healing, provision, deliverance, anointing, whatever it is that you need. His Word clearly says it is His will. It is His will to meet all of your needs according to His riches in glory. And beloved, there are unlimited riches in the Lord's spiritual kingdom, exceeding abundance of anything that we could possibly need. And so let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I pray for my radio audience. I pray for my radio family. And God, I'm asking, as you see their heart, as you see the things that they're dealing with, you see how the enemy would challenge them and trouble them and bring all manner of problems their way. I thank you, Lord, that at this moment you are moving in answer to prayer. Father, that you are moving to rebuke the works of darkness. Father, I thank you for your provision, regardless of whatever provision is needed, whether it's physical healing or financial supply or wisdom and grace to be able to deal with people that are being problematic in their lives, the problems in their relationships. Father, I thank you right now that you will lift up a standard against every work of the enemy. Lord, that you will allow the Spirit of God to move, to give them the knowledge they need, the wisdom they need, the ability to be able to see things from your perspective. Let them hear clearly. Give them the guidance, the strength that they need. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I want to share with you just a couple passages from the book of Revelation and a familiar passage, I trust, in Revelation 3 and 20. This is Jesus speaking to us, and he says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. The Lord desires intimate relationship with us, but he waits to be invited. He doesn't force himself, and so if we will open that door, the doors of resistance, the doors of self-will, he will come in, and he promises a beautiful relationship with us. And in the third chapter of the book of Revelation, the angel to the church of Philadelphia, the Lord counsels John to write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. God has placed before us doors of opportunity in the days and weeks ahead, not only personally, but for the body of Christ. I'm stirred in my spirit, and this is a new day, a new season that we're in. And God wants you to go through the unlocked door that is before you. He wants you to know that His presence will go with you, His grace will be with you, His strength, His wisdom, His revelation. Hear what the Apostle Paul prayed in the third chapter of Ephesians, verses 16 through 20, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And some of you need to lay claim to that promise today, because we need to be, it's our inner man that needs to be strengthened. If we're spiritually strong, we can go through anything, any kind of challenge, any kind of trouble. And he goes on to say that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And then as 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, it says, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And now we want to look at 2 Peter, the first chapter, and hear what he says in verse 3, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We are called to partake of the Lord's divine nature. And when that spirit of wisdom and revelation is flowing in us, beloved, we will begin to see things in the spirit we've never seen before. When God created the world, he provided everything needed for the world and its inhabitants to abundantly live and to be blessed. Now, Satan came into the Garden of Eden. He destroyed that. He persuaded Eve to disobey God. This severed the relationship between God and man because of sin. That spiritual bond and fellowship which existed between our first parents and the Lord. That fall created a great separation between God and his creation. Even, it's Romans, I believe, that says the all of creation groans, waiting and travailing for the manifestation of the Son of God, the sons of God. That is who we are. And when Jesus came to this earth, he paid the supreme price for man's rebellion and sin. And he made it possible for you and I that the natural could be rejoined to the spiritual, if you will. Satan had created a great break in the fellowship of God and man, but Jesus Christ bridged that gap. What a wonderful, amazing statement that we could be partakers of the divine nature, God's divine nature. Think about it. What is it? Well, he's many things. He's light. He's all power. He's wisdom and knowledge. But more than anything, he is love. And what is the manifestation of love? Giving. God is a giver, and you cannot outgive God. In the beginning of our salvation experience and before that, when God sent his Son to this earth as a sacrificial lamb to be slain and his blood to atone for our sins, he gave. Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice, but so did the Father. God so loved the world that he gave. He started giving in the beginning to Adam. God gave Adam power, a dominion mandate, dominion over all that he created, and God gave his Son to redeem us. Jesus willingly gave his life for us as a ransom. And 2 Corinthians 1 and 12 says, for 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Beloved, we need to know, actually more than that, we must take God at his word. If we want to really fully partake of God's divine natures, we will be victorious. We will see God fulfill his promises to us. In God's economy, because of the work of Jesus, beloved, it's already done. As far as the spiritual realm is concerned, by his stripes, we were already healed. By his riches in glory, all our needs shall be met. And as believers, doesn't the word say we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and moved out of that kingdom, that dominion of darkness, into the kingdom of God's dear Son? Paul states in 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." In this verse, Paul tells us to cleanse ourselves. How can we do that? Well, we do that through the washing of the Word of God. The Word of God is a cleansing agent to give us the mind of Christ, that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind and through the power of the Holy Spirit. That word for holiness here involves the idea of consecration. And beloved, not only personally, but collectively, we are the temple of God. Our bodies, as the scriptures say, are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he's basically telling us to abstain from all things that desecrate, anything that would pollute or corrupt the temple. And this presents the positive, perfect consecration in reverential awe. Praise God. Well, I want to share more, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. But I thank you for joining me, and I do want to take just a moment to invite you to write and share your prayer needs. So often, there are wonderful letters of testimony that come in. I don't take the time to share them frequently on the broadcast, but God has touched his people, not only through the broadcast, but through the correspondence ministry, that it's an opportunity for personal ministry to receive from the Holy Spirit what God has for you. And also there's power in agreeing prayer. There are times when I've struggled with something and I've called and asked someone to stand with me in prayer, and God gives the, you know, I mean, I've perfectly capable of praying by myself, but when I agree with someone, then guess what? The hindrance is gone, the problem with the software goes, the computer issues are resolved. So, beloved, whatever it is, God will move as you respond in faith. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.